Since we have a long prayer, we just continue to have a class. I know the book of Hosea had 12 hours. It's quite long journeys, and sometimes I struggle, and sometimes you struggle, and you bear with me this. Because when I get into the book of Hosea to study, even though I struggle, I cannot get away, get out of it, and to the Paul and Peter. So I just, then I said, yeah, let's go on, and then I did it. But it's a lot of teachings, and when I listen, Book of Jeremiah, it's just, most of content is repeating, I can say. And, but maybe because this NYTS gives us this, you know, message that repentance is really, really important matter in our Christian life. And also we have to, if we are Christians, we really commit ourselves to God. Do not believe in God as a lukewarm heart and lukewarm faith, but with a burning heart to God. So end up that we received what we saw, what we reap in on the last days. When I decide to become a pastor, you know, just the servant of God, instead of servant as a slave is better, slave of God. The moment I make a decision, it really, I cried a lot that day. Before, I was a true church member for, you know, all my life, you know, this, and but when the day I toured to the day I know what I have to give up when I make a decision. But in Christian life, we have to make a commitment. You know, you have to make a commitment. I know I live here in this country many years. I know I can make a, you know, comfortable life. I know make my life myself to each way I can live. At the same time, I come to church. It's not a, you know, way I can live. The day I make a decision, not the decision, but commitments, I can say. I want to go for this way. I know there's no way to turn around. Once you go for it, you just go for it. No matter what, on the way you die and die, but just go on. Desire, the human has on, you know, we have a desire. That you have to giving up on the way, I know. It is a struggle, but make a decision. But actually, once I make a decision, it's just quite easier. Itself, and once after that, nothing that much of complicated. Before I have my major is accounting. So one time one of the teachers asked, "What is your purpose? Why are you taking business majors?" So I tell, "I want to make money, so simply, and I want to be a rich man." And but at the same time, I'm a Christian. So. But the day, because I have to give up the desires. And then after that, my life actually quite simpler. It's not, I don't have to worry about my ties. Sometimes when some people look at my ties and buy a wonderful tie for me. So the one that the old one replaced with the new ones, not bad. And sometimes somebody look at my watch is always the same shirts for several years and give a new one to replace it. It's not bad. it is a simpler, makes your heart is a simpler, then it's quite comfortable. And we live in El Monte last 5-6 years or something. And I live the same place, and we're using the classroom for last for 5 years, but it's just simple. It's just enjoying. Since I have two kids, then now the problem is that they're growing up, and there's a boy and girl. If they are both of them, boy, it's easy. We can sleep together, it doesn't matter. But it's a boy and girl, so I have to think about it in the future, something in a separate room. But now still, we just bought a two-story bed, and then my wife and my girl is asleep upstairs. I and boy sleep downstairs. So, you know, it's not bad. I enjoy it. And when I was in college, I collect a lot of framed pictures. You know, wonderful scenery. You know, there's Grand Canyons, all the pretty pictures, a big size. I like to collect those things. Because I have a dream at that time, if I ever buy a house, because I want to put this one in the frame. I want to put it on the walls. Later on, all just useless. I have not any picture put on the walls because it's a church. So pretty much later, I look at all the pictures. They fade away, the colors all fade away. But then I feel sorry because I spend quite a money to collect those things. But since they threw it away, it's easier, and I don't have to worry about it. And a few years ago, we had just one car, and my wife brought that. Because my car, I sold this car because I have to pay tax. So my used car is sold for the pay for the tax. And then when my wife car, it's Mazda Protege, and then brought from the Texas to here. And also, because when I helping the here church, El Monte church car, it's a lot of trouble on the way. It's stuck, and say, I'm scared to drive that car. But at the same time, you know, as a pastor, it's very hard to ask the church to have a new car. It's really hard. So I just keep driving and. Keep driving, you know, this is my car, keep driving to here. And then the last year I was assigned to Phoenix from the last year. And then at that time, all the church board member and council member, they think they need a new car. So, oh, yes. But then previously, my mother-in-law also bought for us the van because she thinks we have two kids. It's about the van. So, wow, that's a free car. It's not bad. And then, so the last year, because I want to commute to Phoenix with a drive, because I don't want to bother other people. If I fly to there, then somebody have to pick me up. Then I don't want to bother. So I just drive. I like to drive. If I drive, you know, a good excuse. If you become a pastor, that's one day free. You know. Because I drive one day, so I like that. And and then the church go and they want to get a van because in case they want to use it. So church is looking for a van. For me, it's a new car. Yes, and I'm now driving the new car. So it's, wow, that's good. I really enjoy. God will provide us, and things comes and. Time comes and He provides us, and it is wonderful. God is wonderful, and I trust Him. That's why. And now my kids are sometimes. My wife told me before, you know, my girl never said it, but now say, "Mommy, other people have their house, but we always live in church house." See, you know, it's a church. Yeah, church house is not bad. It's a big, you know, bigger than other people's house, you know. And in life, once you think of yourself as, you know, make it simplify yourself with a simpler, make it simple your life. Life is just fun. Life, a lot of just itself is really, really content. Try do your best way to make a content your life. Then life is going, and God will provide. And so this is what I just share with you, is when you, anybody here wants to dedicate yourself to God, and think about, you have to make your life simpler. But the Pastor Liang mentioned that once you're getting simpler, it is easier. Definitely makes your mind focused to God easier. So I just suggest that this constantly pursuing this way, then one day God will help you. Not only this way, of course, it serve you, but all different way we can serve God anyway. But whether you and I, we are in as a different way we serve God, but we have to simplify, contain ourselves. And that will God help us. Because last hour is not enough Book of Hosea, because some says the Book of Hosea is too long, so I really kind of hesitated how to go back to Book of Hosea. Let's go back to Book of Hosea. And also because do not treat as like a joke what I always saying, that because I'm trying to keep awakening you. That was the purpose to, you know, it's not trying to, you know, make a fun what, but the way all this I do not make a joke on the sermons. You know, really, I do not make a joke. But this is the witches class, you know. So, on the sermon, I'm serious. You know, so. Let's turn to Book of Hosea, chapter. We'll finish chapter 11, chapter 13. Chapter 30, verse 1 to 4. When Ephraim spoke, there was a trembling. He exalted himself in Israel. But through Baal, he did wrong and died. And now they sin more and more and make for themselves a molten image, idol skillfully made from their silver. All of them the work of craftsmen. And they said of them, "Let the man who sacrifices kiss the calves." Therefore, they will be like a morning cloud, and like a dew which is soon disappear, like a chaff which is blown away from the threshing floor, and like a smoke from a chimney. Verse 4, "Yet I have been the Lord your God since the land of Egypt, and you were not to know any God except me, for there is no Savior beside me." When the verse 4, that you will not know any God except me, for there is no Savior beside me. God is the one and is a Savior to them. Anybody here wants to your life to do business and to your, you know, you do your study for your life to be failure. You study very hard, you know, for your purpose to fail in your life. And also, why Jesus say something very foolish words, especially the last day? I really shocked that yesterday, because you talk about the TJ Cola. And also because the word I say, you know, I say, if the money bothers you, give it to me. So don't take it serious. Don't give it to me money, okay? If my principle is this, if as a minister has the money, the money ruins the minister's spirit. So don't never give me the money. Penny, it's okay, but beside penny, don't give me any money. But when you become a millionaire, Don't forget, at least you can treat me free meals. It's not money, it's food, so it's okay. But anyway, because your life, you know, when your life, when you do strive something, the purpose is you want to make a successful life. Everybody, with the same things. And anybody here wants to get married for your life to be unfortunate? Unfortunate is a noun? Anyone? Fortune and unfortunate. Unfortunate. The other way. Fortune, the other words. Unfortunate. Yeah. Anybody willing to find out your spouse to be, you know, to be suffer your life? Anybody who wants to find out your spouse end up to break up? Nobody wants to do that. But the Israelites did it. They're pursuing their life. They want to be successful. They want to have a content their life. But what they're seeking for is actually the other way. The other way. Sometimes, you know, we think that the Israelites have this, they're foolish. But sometimes we do the same things. We do the same thing. You know, when you look at the chapter 12, the Jacob's, he always strives his life to better. Always his life to be his own way to contend his life. But in his way, trying to try hard himself, actually, life is getting rough. Life is getting more harsh ways. Don't you think so? So when you look at the book, you already studied book of Genesis. Which portion is the most portion among the from the Abraham through the way? Of course, the Joseph is a lot portion too. But most colorful life the Bible describes about the person is Jacob's. Colorful life is not that good. You know, there's a lot of struggle, a lot of problems, a lot of pains. You haven't noticed that Jacob, how much he suffered in his life. When he's trying to stealing the first son's right from to lie to his brother, get this one from his father. But actually, it's his own way to get it. Of course, he take it. Because this is God's divine will from the beginning, before even they was born. Yeah. But if he just become a little bit more, just let it, what God can handle his life, then God eventually gave it to him. But he tried hard in his way to take it. But it's not that makes himself too content. In the rest of the whole his life, actually, he strive hard, suffer himself. Also, God also designed the way. God just pulled his Joseph out of his life. Actually, Jacob loved Joseph the most. But God take him away. You know, God took the one the wife, the Rachel, take away right away. You know, we can say God always say I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. God can do everything for them. God knows what is best for them, and God knows what is best for him. But you have noticed that when he's seeking for his way, He can have it, but he cannot enjoy it. Have you noticed in his life? Can you think about it? Yeah, it is. He gets all the spiritual blessings, but in his life, actually suffered. When he some of them take it as that one as example, you know, I can fall in love with somebody, I can get married, but if you have a, I don't think you can have a same kind of life of like a Jacob's. He worked for 14 years because he can have his own wife, and then on the way back to land of Canaan, and the one the most he loved just passed away. That's his life. Later on, he came to land of Canaan, and the one he loved the most is his son. Just away from him, but you know Joseph away from him, just he knows he survives still. You know, if he knows that he just go to the land of Egypt to have a successful life, then it's okay. But all his brothers, all the Joseph's brother, lied to his father. So that this, my brother, you know, Joseph, was killed by maybe beast. You know, that makes the whole rest of his life suffer, actually. Until he met Joseph later on. So sometimes the success, we have to think about, when you make a true success, when you really try to rely on God, maybe Isaac's life is simpler. Isaac's life, it's more like a, not much of histories, but we have noticed that God loved Isaac very much. That's why Isaac is the figure of Jesus Christ. Jacob is not a figure of Jesus, but Isaac is a figure of coming of Jesus Christ. He know how to submit to God. So God bless his life, make it simpler and blissful in his life. So when you make a true successful in your life, you have to think about, if you strive for success, rely on God and trust in him. And God will guide you. Yeah. And your marriage also. Chapter 13, verse 1. When Ephraim spoke, there was a trembling. And he exalted himself in Israel, but through Baal, he did wrong and died. When you hear the Ephraim, you know this Ephraim is, Joseph has a two sons, you know, right? Who is the two sons? Manasseh. Korean say Manasseh. What is it? Manasseh? Do you know two sons? Manasseh and Ephraim. Is it Ephraim? Am I right? Yeah. So when Jacob blessed the Ephraim and Manasseh, blessing this way or blessing that way? Blessing this way. So Ephraim is the second son or first son? Second son. Actually, second son. Actually, this is, I think, the inspiration from God. So when Jacob blessed these two sons, cross over to the second one. So Joseph didn't like it. The first is not that one. So actually, he asked him to bless the first one for first blessings. But Jacob says, I know. He know. That's why the crossover. So Ephraim spoke, there was a trembling, which is Ephraim has a such kind of a glory and a such kind of a authority that he mentioned that. And he exalted himself in Israel, means they are the one superior. Race is supposed to be such a kind of power. But the problem is that he exalted himself in Israel. They have everything to success in their life, but pride actually eventually killed them. But through the Baal, he did wrong and died. They have everything equipped for themselves to success, but through the Baal, he did wrong and died. Which is die is implications. What, since they are the strong, but end up to destroy everything. So, and this is chapter 13, verse 1, in this way. Verse 2. Usually, once we become pride, we have a pride, then naturally we shift things our rely on to either ourselves or money or something else, power, something else. That's the nature. So worshiping an idol, it came from the pride many times. Verse 2. And now they sin more and more and make for themselves a molten image, idols skillfully made from their silver, and all of them the work of craftsmen. They say of them, let the man who sacrifices kiss the calf. Why they make the idols? Have you noticed in verse 2, why they make idols? In verse 2 said, make for themselves. It's for themselves. Very selfish way it describes, for themselves. Once we have a pride, Once you and I, we have a pride that turn to be very selfish way, turn around. Everything is when we look at other people's from the your center point of view, look at other people. That's where the complaint came from. That's why there's comparisons and the discrimination. All this came from because of selfish, on the self-centered point of view, if you think about it. So that's it come out. Two days ago, one of the sisters talking about your spiritual pride. It is because it is a solemn warning. As to me, it's a solemn warning too. We all pursuing for a spiritual, spiritual clean, a spiritual higher standard of a life, Christian life. That's why we're pursuing to read the Bible and pray more. But we have to be aware, spiritual pride. You know, your gift, your talent is precious. You know, my gift, my talent, also precious when I serve God. But once the pride coming in, and then slowly the build up in ourselves without knowing, but this pride killed all the gift and all the talent by one day, turned to be useless ones by one day. When we building up all these things, it takes several years, maybe 10 years, 20 years. But we can be destroyed all this by one day if the pride coming into us. So have to be aware all the time. Don't try to think, don't try to yourself to be a number one. Why? Because I never be a number one in the school. So I can tell you. So, you know, what I learned, but if God give you talent, because yesterday I heard the testimony, some receive the gift, but when the sister from Argentina get number one, when she rely on God, when she rely on herself, you know, they struggled. But when she rely on God. So gift and talent, when it come out to use this talent and gift to glorify God, when we rely on God. And then it makes sense. So always you have to be aware, this one. We are not, our talent and gift not came from us. We always struggle our life. Always we have a, you know, the pride is like a spring. If you do not be aware, this spring pops up. But you have to constantly press it. Because human nature, we like to be proud. We like to showing up. That's human nature. Once you have a spiritual, you know, once you reach up certain stage, you know that a person has a spiritual gift. And as people start to praise, then turn around and think about, not bad. The moment is it's just dropped right away. That's a pitfall. One time my father assigned to the spiritual convocation, and he went out and helping the spiritual convocation come back. During the spiritual convocation, when you lay your hand on people, and some came to him, so, when you lay your hands, my illness to be was just healed. So just I want to say thank you. Just say thank you and thank God. Of course he said thank God. But inner himself start to think of, wow, spiritual power. On the way, he lost the wallet. And at the stations came and he find out there's no wallet. Somebody stole his wallet. And the moment he wake up himself, he just gave me this story. When I start to work for church, and he always told me that success not came from your talent and gift. The success in the holy work came from your humility. You know, when he told me this is not just when he start to be work for the church at the beginning, but after 10th of years later on, it happened to him. Say, pride. Because you work for 10 years, 20 years, you know, you, this pride is goes, you know, goes away from you. No, pride is always a circle around us. It's one of human natures. You have to be aware, we have to be aware, push these springs all the time through the prayer, through the meditative word of God. Otherwise, this spring come up right away without knowing us. Then it turned out to be, you know, take away everything. So we have to be aware all the time. So some people when they success, but they do not know following of which is failure coming follow. Because when the person do not know how to handle their success, and then coming down right away. So we have to always be aware of that. Do not make an idol. He had mentioned that, I'm very sorry, because it's slow, so I'm very sorry. I know it's idol, because once you get into, you can study, and usually do not think to put your shoes, because I think my shoes. Idol skillfully made from their silver. Using the precious stone, very skillfully they made it. And they really likes it, so they made it. They make it their own idol. Yeah. It's not just pops out this idol, come out, but they skillfully made it. We can make idol in this way too. So we have to be careful. Actually, make skillfully made this idol, it comes from their own talent, their talent. But actually destroy themselves. It's not for God, it's for themselves. And also the last portion that they let the man who sacrificed kiss the calves. Their own way to worshiping even God and idol. This is their attitude you're talking about. That's why the chapter 13, verse 3. Since your life in this way move on, therefore they will be like the morning cloud. We already talked about morning cloud. And like a dew, which is, this dew is no good. And this morning cloud is no good, because it soon disappears. Like a chaff, which is blown away from the threshing floor, like a smoke from the chimneys. This is a wonderful description. When you read, I like to bring this to think about as an image. Some people is, you know, just read it to understand, but I need a picture. So you just think about these things. It just slowly move away, goes away. Your success. I hope your success, my success. If I can be successful, do not let this success goes away this way. It depends on your attitude. It depends on you choose of your way of life. Yeah. So verse 4, let us remember, you are not, you know, that any God except me, for there is no Savior beside me. God is the source of everything. God is the source of success in our life. chapter 13 from verse 13, 4 and 13, 13, 5. I like the verse, chapter 13, verse 5. Chapter 13, verse 4 says, I am the one, only the Savior. Chapter 13, verse 5, I care for you in the wilderness, in the land of drought. It really encouraged the word of encouragement. I care for you. When somebody cares for you, life is really content. Really, somebody cares for you, really, really content. When I learned that when I get married, I have noticed psychologically, I can settle down myself. Before I look around all the sisters, I don't have to do this. I do not have to waste my energies. So I did really good, and I know somebody care me. So really good, it really helps me a lot. So after get married, I gained 5 pounds. Because I get married in the June, and then I attend NYTS, and I lost 5 pounds too. So. NYTS is the best place to anybody who diets and come to NYTS. Naturally lose weight. I'm so glad. And after I finish NYTS, I go home and I put weight and I stand up. So yes, I go back to normal. I was excited. But once you own weight, you know how hard it is to skip the meal. It is really hard. But once we're all together, we pray together, you can do it. So constantly pray. You know, prayer is a labor job. If you couldn't sleep well, if you cannot sleep well, then you know that you cannot pray very well. Have you noticed that? 2 days ago, through the week, every day sleep 1:30 around, and then that day I sleep 2:30, and I came here to pray in the morning. I cannot really kneel down and pray. So I really understand those prayers struggle here, because this is a labor. It requires a lot of energies. So why the story come to you? Anyway, because NYTS is a really good place, a good place for you, for us. Sometimes the problems, I don't know. I care for you. I find that. I care for you. So when we have our own parents care for us, it's wonderful. When somebody cares for you, then your emotions, your psychological impact in your life make a balance. Really. So that's why in the Bible, in the Old Testament, we have to care about the orphans, because they don't have this kind of a balance of emotions. It really blesses you and I, because we have a family, especially God, really care for us. It's really blessing. This is a promise of God. If we come back to God, then God will care for us in our life. Have you ever experienced something when you do something that nobody acknowledge you? You do something and then nobody say something, then it's really, come on, I did this. Come on, I did this. But you know, who's the one who really acknowledges you is God Himself. Then that's it. We don't have to, say something, praise me. But let us remember, God always doing that. If we do it, then God will do it for us. And we don't need any other people's praise. But if God praises us, then that's enough. But think that way. When you later on you do church work, doing this way. Otherwise, on the way of church work, because human nature, we always have a certain expectations. When you offer something, and then you have a desire to, from the other side, have a certain things coming into it as a reward. It's human natures. But when we work for God, we don't need the people's rewards. As long as God rewards us, as long as God cares for us, that's just enough. That's just enough. So later on when you become church board members, and later you or now as RE teachers, whatever you're doing for serving God, doesn't need other people's rewards. But as long as God really cares for you, through your prayer, you can feel that God really cares for you. Then this is enough. This is great enough for reward. So sometimes when I do the church work, then sometimes there's some, we can say, for me, it's feel sad because, you know, sometimes criticize our teachers. Sometimes I say, teacher, you're not like a, you're not like a minister, you know, so it's myself. I cannot help myself. But actually, you know, I want to be. But it depends. It depends on your. But as long as God, you know, God cares me, then fine. So think about simply. Simply, then that's fine. Chapter 13, verse 6. As they had their pastures, they became satisfied. And being satisfied, their heart became proud. Therefore, they forget me. And here, as they have their pasture, they become satisfied. You know, God provided these pastures, which is wonderful for them. And they can full of their stomach, the satisfying, and their heart become proud. The thing is, once everything goes smooth, and it turns to be tendencies to forget about God. This is not only Israelites, but we also too. Yeah. 7 and 8. This is this is the consequence, we can say, for those who forget about God, receive this kind of consequences for them. Let us always remember in our mind, Jeremiah and Book of Hosea, there's no God beside me. God is the only God, the one can rely on. Chapter 13, verse 12 to 16. In Korea, this is very popular. You're sleepy, huh? In Korea, cosmetic surgery is very popular. So once you take the subway or bus, everywhere, all the girl is very pretty. Very alike, too. Nose is quite high. Eyes open. I know Korean's eyes not big, so I can tell. Because this is kind of trend in Korea. So when this is a joke, but when they get married, and then the husband side wants to see the original picture. So see what kind of real himself. Is it ring the bell or half ring the bell? Anyway, so what they want to see the real original ones. Anyway, but we because you change cosmetic change, doesn't mean that your inside is changed. What Israelites doing this was cosmetic changes, but DNA never changed. So that's the problems. Yeah. We have to. You know, true repent is not cosmetic changes. True repent from the inner ourself to change it. Now, this is a true replacement with our heart. We have to finish.